it's quite difficult because of not being able indeed to do any coordination. So if you want to start calling someone, so of course as it's not possible, so then the only way is to go and find them. So for instance, to coordinate any response, it has been a very massive challenge for us to discuss with our other partners, etc. It's really, really difficult. So now, yes, indeed, we have no idea about what's happening in other places. Even for the people in Khartoum that we have project there, I think we spent almost 2 weeks without really knowing the situation. So it means that it's slowing down a lot the response, basically, and make it quite difficult, the information. So as you mentioned, even in terms of data or other, we don't manage to get really proper data and information around this. So that's really where the difficulty is.
The implications of this for a country or population that's already in a very severe situation, emergency situation, what do you expect is going to result out of this? Because you have the possible disease outbreaks, you have people who are wounded, people who are grappling with sanitation issues, with displacement. How is this playing out?
You know, it's really difficult because, for instance, if you have an emergency case during the night, for us, we cannot even call anymore the ambulance. So because we don't have ambulances in all the facilities we are supporting, so it means that sometimes that's the situation. Because with this situation, you cannot even respond properly to emergency because you cannot call ambulance, you cannot explain here's the situation, can you do this, can you do that. So this is really, really super difficult, and of course it means that it will put some lives in danger for sure.
And last time I spoke with you, Claire, you were in El Fasher, between El Fasher and Chad, and we talked about the dire humanitarian situation and health situation, especially for children in Zamzam displacement camp and other places. Children were dying every day, but now with this blackout, with the war, the conflict going on, what is the situation now? Has anything changed? Has it gotten worse?
No, but the problem is that there is no improvement. There is still a very much lack of factors. For instance, you mentioned about vaccine. There is no more vaccines at the moment. So the risk of outbreak is even getting higher. Of course, there is no also food distribution or even all this. So it means what? It means that little by little, it will continue like this, and it will be just worse and worse. So that's the situation. More we see the things moving, the less it can be improving, because basically everything, even the prices, are going up, by the way. So
yes.
You know, this is still the continuity. So of course, if it continues like this, it means that the people, they don't have enough money to buy anything on the market. So I just see the situation worsening, honestly, unfortunately.
Yes, and the lack of food shortages, like, have been a problem all along. But now, when you're not even able to gather information about people who are hungry, who are sick, who are on the verge of dying because of this.
Yes, we need support, basically. Yes, exactly. No, that's exactly the situation. It means that the coordination of aid is almost impossible with this one.